In the months leading up to the 2016 presidential election, the halls at Jericho High School were buzzing with opinion and talk of political events. Discussion about the controversial election was very popular among students who voiced their opinions regarding the two candidates. However, in the months following the election, many students display a lack of knowledge about our government, who runs it, and its role in their lives.
Who is your current representative in the House of Representatives?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Court.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have absolutely no clue.
Mr. Whalen, who teaches AP Government, explains how his class helps students become more aware.
Kids come into the class being very engaged and interested, which is terrific. A lot of kids have a great background in it, but in a sense, it's part of the curriculum. So it forces students, in the course that is, it forces students to learn more about these topics, public policy, campaigns, issues, and so forth. So that's kind of a natural, it seems to me.
Mr. Whalen further discusses this issue.
Well, I really believe strongly that students should be more engaged politically, and I believe in kind of economic literacy as well. That's what we do in social studies. So we really feel in the department that we do a lot of this. Unfortunately, many of our courses are content heavy in terms of history and so forth, so perhaps there isn't as much time in class to talk about issues and current events. So that's an area I think we certainly maybe can improve upon a little bit.
Junior Andrew B., an AP Government student, discusses how he became interested in politics and current events.
I come from a long family of lawyers and politically involved people. My mother worked for a senator for 4 years, and we've been from a long-standing politically involved group of people.
Additionally, Andrew B. discusses the impact of a lack of political awareness.
It's detrimental to society because without learning civic responsibility and without learning social responsibility in government, we have no future in any political context.
High school principal Mrs. Rosenberg explains the differences between students' political engagement when she was a student compared to students now.
Times are very different. Times were very different back then, okay, in the 60s, 70s years, all right? There was so much unrest all over. It was the Vietnam War. There was so much protest. High school students were very politically aware, socially aware of situations. We used to have protests all the time and marches and things like that. I think people were very aware of that. Now, I think students are aware of what's going on, but I don't know if as a whole group they're as involved in it. You have so many other things going on in your lives now that we never had to deal with or didn't deal with at that point. You guys have so much with social media and everything else. You're getting all your information that way. We didn't have any of that. So in order to get the information, we had to go someplace and participate in these marches or protests or gatherings, okay, forums, in order to have that, because you can't get it like that. Okay, it was very different.
Jericho students are less politically involved now than in the past, but seemingly with politics being such a hot topic right now, this may change soon.
This is Katie Lee
and Jordana Perlman, Jericho News.